Liz, good morning.
Morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. What is the current state of these current homes that a lot of these individuals are currently living in, these ones that are due to close soon?
Well, look, Sean, it's something that the government has been saying for years, that they very much intend to get rid of these institutions that they're effectively known as. They're very large residential centres that have been around for decades. And in some cases, they have been upgraded and there are smaller homes for the residents in the grounds of these homes, but there are also, it's a very old-fashioned way of housing people with disabilities, and I think most people agree it's the sort of system that we are trying to get away from as a community in terms of giving people a more, I guess, respectful and dignified way of living in the community rather than away from people and hidden away in an area by themselves. But in the case of Stockton here in Newcastle, well over 300 people still living at that residential centre. And some of the families are very connected to the centre. We spoke to one of the mothers who helps run the Progress Association there, who is very concerned that services are running down there now, that they've lost their local shop, the canteen. They haven't been running programs like Carols by Torchlight at the end of the year. It was cancelled last year because of this plan to move people out. But unfortunately, the new homes haven't quite kept pace with those plans.
What reasons have we actually seen for the delays in construction of the new residences?
Well, look, they have built some, Sean, and certainly the Minister for Disabilities here in New South Wales, Ray Williams, was keen to spruik the, the success of some of the smaller group homes that have been built in the community, some of them here in the Hunter region and obviously some in the Sydney region, right across the state. They are very expensive to build. They need to be built to a very high standard. They've obviously got to be built to suit people with, in some cases, extreme physical disabilities, so they are not cheap to build. One of the things that was done last year was a couple of not-for-profit housing providers signed a contract with the state government to design and construct 78 of these new smaller community group homes that would be dotted across the state wherever the need was. And a year on, we've been told, or more than a year on, we've been told that they're still just in the design phase. They bought some land, but not one has been built. So the residents and families are very concerned. They're saying that this is just leaving them in limbo. The homes were supposed to close by the middle of this year, as you mentioned. So they're very worried about what the future holds and how long they'll be left in this limbo of knowing they're going but not knowing when.
Do we see any kind of timeline on when these homes are likely to be built? I mean, I see these kind of situations crop up occasionally where, as you say, the land's been bought up, the design is there, and yet it seems to take a great deal to get it to the actual construction phase. Now, that's just for regular apartment blocks and the like. With these group homes, do we have any kind of timeline?
Well, look, no, and it is actually quite unclear what has happened to that contract. As I say, it was a contract to get them built. The state government has now admitted that, in fact, it's had to let the tender out again for the construction phase of these homes. So whether something has gone wrong with the funding process, the minister is saying the reasons are commercial in confidence, he won't go into them. But as I say, these two not-for-profit organisations were lined up to deliver these homes, and for whatever reason, that is no longer the case, and the tender has gone out again. So, look, the government's certainly hoping it can get this process moving again. And in the meantime, a lot of families, hundreds of families across the state, wondering what is going to happen to their loved ones. And certainly the state opposition is saying that it really is not good enough the way the families are being treated in this process. It's obviously part of the move into this whole new area of disability services under the NDIS, and there's a lot of push and pull between state and federal responsibilities with it all being moved to the NDIS, and whether that's had anything to do with the contracts difficulties, we're just not sure. But all we're being told by the state government is that the designs are there, the land is there, and they're just going back out to market to get these homes built.
So really, is there any answers for what residents, families of these residents and staff are meant to do in the interim?
Well, I guess stay where they are and wait for these new homes to be built, which is not much comfort or, as you say, not much of a time frame. The state opposition is suggesting that the homes will be there at least until 2020, given the state we're at now, and one would think that was probably realistic. If there's still 78 or so homes to be built, that's not going to happen quickly, one wouldn't think. So we could be another 2 years away before these large centres do finally close, as per the state government's plan. Certainly the group of families and parents involved with the Stockton Centre here in Newcastle have indicated to us at the ABC that they will be fighting to keep the Stockton Centre open in some capacity. They are still convinced that there are residents at that centre who are in appropriate accommodation with appropriate services that can't be replicated in a small community group home, and whether or not they succeed, I guess we'll find out, but they certainly are not giving up the fight to save that centre in some capacity.
Very concerning. Liz, thank you very much. I do appreciate you giving us a little bit of an idea what's going on.
You're welcome, Sean.